ABC News with Neil Nunes. The Italian President Giorgio Napolitano has tried to reassure the world's financial markets that his country will be able to pay its massive debts. The financial crisis in Italy, one of the world's largest economies, has deepened, with the key interest rate in government bonds rising to 7%. That's the point at which several much smaller Eurozone countries had to ask for international bailouts. President Napolitano called for the country to find a renewed sense of responsibility and cohesion.
We must act in order to depart urgently today from a very dangerous squeeze on the titles of our state debt, on the financial markets, and on the conditions of our banks.
The president said Italy would pass a new financial stability law within days, and the prime minister, Silvio Berlusconi, would then fulfill his promise to resign. Politicians in Greece have failed to reach an agreement on a new prime minister after 3 days of intense wrangling. From Athens, here's Mark Lowen.
This is yet another twist in the extraordinary political drama unfolding in Greece over the past few days. A meeting between the Prime Minister, President and other political parties intended to name the country's next leader has broken up, and another round of talks called for Thursday morning. Earlier, George Papandreou gave a farewell television address, announcing that the new government would implement Greece's bailout package so as to receive its international loan. And he said Greece would do all it can to stay in the Eurozone. But behind the scenes, the wrangling goes on, leaving a perilous power vacuum.
A Saudi man has gone and tried at the Guantanamo Bay prison camp, charged with being behind an Al-Qaeda attack on an American warship in Yemen more than a decade ago. Abdulrahim al-Nashri is accused of organizing the suicide attack on the USS Cole in the year 2000. Marcus George reports from Guantanamo.
Abdulrahim al-Nashri was led into court, unshackled by minders wearing surgical gloves. His hair and beard were cropped, and he was dressed in white prison clothes. This was his first appearance in public since his capture. He appeared calm and spoke with his attorneys with ease, at one point giving them a thumbs-up sign. What followed was an initial hearing to discuss the charges against him. He's accused of organizing the attack on the USS Cole in Yemen using a craft laden with explosives that killed 17 American servicemen.
The U.S. Army has handed over its second biggest base in Iraq to the Iraqi government ahead of the planned withdrawal of all American forces at the end of the year. Joint Base Balad housed more than 35,000 U.S. military personnel and contractors at the height of the Iraq conflict. At one time, the U.S. had some 500 bases in Iraq. There are 11 left. World News from the BBC. Syrian and Egyptian activists have prevented Syrian opposition leaders from meeting the Arab League in Cairo, accusing them of treachery. The activists threw eggs and scuffled with the opposition leaders as they arrived at the Arab League headquarters. Correspondents say the incident reveals again the splits within the anti-government movement in Syria, with many dismissing the opposition leadership as out of touch. Russia says it won't support new sanctions against Iran following the publication of a UN report raising new concerns about its nuclear program. A Russian spokesman said new sanctions would be interpreted more widely as an attempt to force regime change in Iran. Iran denies any military nuclear ambitions. World football's governing body, FIFA, has agreed to allow Britain's football teams to wear red commemorative poppies on their arms this weekend to honour the country's war dead. The decision is a compromise in a row which has drawn in politicians and even the royal family, as Alex Capstick reports.
Both the British Prime Minister David Cameron and Prince William, second in line to the throne, had written to FIFA expressing their dismay at its refusal to allow jerseys with poppies embroidered onto them from being worn by the England and Welsh teams this weekend. FIFA has a blanket ban on symbols of a political, religious or commercial nature being shown on national jerseys. But following growing pressure from the English FA, football's world governing body has agreed for the red emblem to be emblazoned on black armbands, which will be worn by the players.
President Obama has approved an unusual measure to help reduce America's budget deficit by cutting back on the number of branded coffee mugs, T-shirts, and other official trinkets given away by government departments. The items known collectively as swag are paid for by taxpayers and used by the government to promote its work. That's the latest BBC News.